is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
Good afternoon. It is Friday, and it is the Friday edition of Spouting Off here with Karen Cataline. You're on BBS Radio and elsewhere, K-Star Radio Network, and a bunch of other places. We hope many more. If you don't get Spouting Off live, of course, you can listen to it live by going to KarenCataline.com. But if you don't get Spouting Off live, please, by all means, put in a good word for us here. We appreciate it. We especially like live call-in talk radio. That is a, I wouldn't say it's a dying art, but it's what made talk radio so great. And of course, the father of all modern live call-in talk radio is Rush Limbaugh. God rest his soul. And he didn't take any guests, but he had a lot of callers. He had lots and lots of callers. And to me, that's what great talk radio is all about. Sure, I love talking to good guests, and we have a terrific guest a little sooner than normal after the first break because we have so much to talk to him about. I'll be telling you about him shortly or before I introduce him. We're going to talk guns. Guns, 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 guns. That's what we're going to talk about, Second Amendment rights. But live call-in talk radio, to me, is what made me fall in love with it. Not only because I liked calling in, but because it's that real-time immediacy of call-in talk radio. So that said, if you're listening right now and you have something on your mind, you got to get something off your chest, you want to spout off about something, which is a good thing, by the way. Spouting off means you don't censor yourself. You just say it like it is. All you got to do is call 888-627-6008. It's 888-627-6008. So it's Friday, and, you know, I've not always been that, you know, thank God it's Friday kind of a person, but you can get whiplash with all of the news that's coming out now. And every minute it's another story. It's either a story that is designed to distract you from what's really scary, the constant fear-mongering that is associated with a coronavirus that never ends, never stops, no matter how much good news there is, no matter what it takes, there is just the constant lie associated with coronavirus and anything to do with coronavirus. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in this little segment here. And yet, when there's important stuff going on, I don't know why someone wants to call me just at the time when I need to be on the air. You see, I turned off the volume and there it is. Anyway, stay focused, Karen. You can do it. It's Friday. You can do it. I haven't had any wine yet. I love that line from The Godfather. Uh-oh, there was another ADD thing. I love that line from The Godfather when Michael is talking to his dad in the garden right before Vito dies. And he says, I like to drink wine more than I used to. And he says, good for you, Pop. I think I'm at that age when I have to drink more wine than I used to, which is none. I'm a cheap drunk, you know, a little bit of cheap, sweet wine, and I'm buzzing all over the place. I don't think I would have made a very good alcoholic. Nevertheless, you know how you can tell that a family isn't an alcoholic? They have an extremely full liquor cabinet. Because if you're an alcoholic, your liquor cabinet is always empty and you're having to replenish it. If you're not an alcoholic, you have tons and tons and tons of liquor. And, you know, you have the same bottle that was given to you in 1984 for a Hanukkah party, which I actually do. Nevertheless, how about that for an ADD digression. So I was listening to the news this morning, and it is such a cartoon. They are creating a false reality, not just a false narrative, but a false world, an alternate universe where people are clamoring, dying to get a vaccine. No, I think they don't want to get a vaccine. Everybody who wanted one has gotten one, but the media and the dutiful propaganda wants you to believe that everybody wants one because they want everyone to have one. You know, this obsession with jabbing everybody with a shot that nobody knows what's in it. And they are obsessed not only with masks for a whole year, but when are people going to point the finger at these liars, cheaters, and thieves and saying, you know what? You have no credibility here. Be gone. You have no credibility here. Just like the Wicked Witch of the West. and tell them to go away. Or as I have written, go pound sand. So I did a little research here. And just like climate deniers, they want to point the finger and isolate and marginalize, just like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and demonize and diminish anybody who dares to disagree. This is the kind of totalitarian kind of feel to the life here in America in 2021. It breaks my heart, and I hope that we will be turning it around. But right now, very, very hard to deny, unless you're living in denial, that suddenly it is acceptable for governments and others to bully, intimidate, and force you to do whatever they want. We've lamented bitterly on this show at how easy it was to do that. If Americans, more Americans, a great majority of Americans, knew our history, why and how America was founded, they would never put up with such things. And those who are kicking and screaming and yelling and saying, you're not the boss of me, they do know their history. But now people are trying to marginalize them as well. So they have to label this as a disease somehow. They have to label this as a problem, as a it's funny because they were always talking about being oppressed or persecuted, but they're the big oppressors. They're the big persecutors. And what do they do? Here's an article that I found in WHO, the World Health Organization, which we know is really just the, another arm of the hard left socialist communist agenda. Impacts of the vaccine hesitancy / refusal on vaccine rates, right? So they want you to accept without questioning not only the vaccine, but that anybody who refuses a vaccine, last time I checked, liberty required your ability to say no to things about your own body, that they are suffering from vaccine hesitancy and refusal. It's never even considered that there's a difference of opinion or that we have a right to a difference of opinion. They conveniently ignore whether it's necessary, why the left and the same liars and cheaters are so hell-bent on vaccinating every man, woman, and child in this country, despite their medical history, despite their age, despite the fact that kids do not infect their grandparents, even though, through airborne, and that was proven, but they're going to ignore those facts. Why the bully and intimidation? Rightfully, it makes people more suspicious than ever. And it makes them more suspicious than less, as rightfully it should. And why isn't it okay to be in charge of our own bodies? I mean, wasn't it them? Wasn't it the left that was screaming bloody murder about, the government getting in the way of our bodies? And then they do exactly what they've been harping about for decades. They have done a 180 on every issue they ever cared about. In 2021, they've done a 180. They don't want us to be in charge of our bodies or anything else. And that's just doggone right. But what gets missed in all of this is the most important thing. And I like to boil things down to their heart and their soul. And it bugs me when conservatives argue the point like, oh, are masks useful or not? Do masks work or do they not? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Let me just tell you, masks don't work. As a matter of fact, they harm people. They cause people to breathe in moist, dirty germs and their own carbon dioxide. It shuts down their oxygen level. We said this a year ago. A teenager who was in a running race or whatever, she almost fainted at the finishing line. But we have a caller, so let me finish my point so that we have time to take this caller. The point is force. The point is force. I don't care how great it is. You could tell me that the best thing since sliced bread is sliced bread, but you can't force me to eat it. You could tell me that I need to lose weight, which I'm sure I do. I've needed to lose weight my whole life, regardless of what size I was. And you can tell me that, but the minute you start forcing me, we're going to have a problem. Matter of fact, I wrote a book about that, but that's another issue. Let's have Tanya come on the air. Hi, Tanya. Welcome to Spouting Off. You're with Karen Cataline.
Hi, Karen. Thank you so much, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday, and good Shabbos to you, too.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
You
we don't have much time because we're at the end of this segment, but please tell me what's on your mind. Do some spouting off.
It's what you're talking about, but it's also, I'd like to bring up the topic of DES, diethylstilbestrol. I don't know if I said that right.
Diethylstilbestrol.
Being a DES daughter, yes. Like you are.
Right.
And we know a thing or two about DES, about a miracle drug that was pushed by Big Pharma for, what I think, about 40 years, so four decades.
Yes.
Even
yes.
After they knew it was a dangerous drug and it did not do what it was supposed to do. So I don't understand why we're not hearing anybody talk about these things, because if I were forced to take this vaccine
they're working on it. They're going to get private businesses to be their proxy.
Well, this is, where is the discrimination? I have paradoxical reactions to medications. I have a long documented list, and that includes the flu vaccine. So,
well, and you have a right to make decisions about your own body. You remember that thing, Tanya, called, that they were saying, my body, my choice? The left was furious at how the conservatives didn't want people to have abortions, didn't want abortions to be legal, and suddenly they want to force us to do things against our will medically? What? Really? Take the last comment, because I got to take a break. I'm so sorry you called in kind of late, but I know you have a lot to say, and I love when you call in. Thank you for taking the time to call in. You take the last comment, and then we'll move on here, but thank you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for saying, Karen. I just hoping that people will start doing the research and not being such a willing guinea pigs, because there are those of us out there who know what it's like to be an unwilling guinea pig, and we've paid the
yes.
consequences.
Well, good. Thank you so much, Tanya. Have a wonderful weekend. Good Shabbos to you. And we are going to take a break now. And yes, there are a lot of people that are saying, over my not so healthy body, am I going to let the government jab me and put chemicals, I don't know what they are, into my body? Ain't happening, no. And don't apologize for it either. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll tell you who it is we're going to talk about the Second Amendment with right after this. Karen Cataline. You're listening to Spouting Off. We'll be right back after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline. And I'll tell you, if you could be happy right now with all that is going on in the world, you'll be a man, my son. No, that's a mixed metaphor. No, if you can be happy while you're watching a country fall to tyranny, and every one of us that I know of anyway is doing what they can to stop that from happening. But one of the first things you got to do is realize we're not alone. There's a lot of people out there who equally agree that we are in dire times, things of which we've never seen before. And I write about it all the time at www.karencataline.com. And I was delighted to talk to somebody that I haven't talked to in much too long. We work with a lot of the same people. And matter of fact, he does his show. Well, we'll let him tell you in a minute. His name is Dan Woz. Woz, that's right. Dan Woz. And he is a gun advocate and author, nationally recognized Second Amendment advocate and spokesperson, and the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, Behind the Lies of the Anti-Gun Radical and Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative. Welcome back to Spouting Off after such a long absence, Dan Woz.
Hey, Karen, how are you? And thanks for having me on your show.
Are you starting your drinking a little early? Or? No, I'm kidding.
I'm having technical issues over here.
Ah, sorry about that. Well, let's okay. Hurry up and get started. Maybe the gremlin will go away. Thank you for joining us. And I decided to have you for most of the hour because there is so much going on about the gun issue, and I want to just give you the floor right now and kind of update us as to the latest in gun grabs, and then we'll kind of move on to the more philosophical reasons why, because that's the part that I appreciate that I don't think conservatives talk about nearly enough. Why do they want to take away our rights to defend ourselves? That's the question. But first, tell us what they're working on that is particularly threatening to people who want to defend themselves and their families.
Well, it is a very complex issue right now, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to restrict and regulate gun ownership by law-abiding gun owners. And I say law, I specify law-abiding gun owners because the bills and the policies that they're trying to pass really only affect people who are, willing to pay attention to the laws, and they right. don't affect the bad guys. We've learned over the decades that, you know, the bad guys pay no attention to the law, the gun laws that they pass, and frankly, they laugh at them. You know, everything from magazine capacity restrictions to background checks to gun-free zones. You know, the killers, anybody who's willing to kill in cold blood is certainly not going to be affected by, you know, a magazine capacity restriction. So, so these laws are intended to restrict the law-abiding citizen and reduce gun ownership in America. They're getting it completely wrong because gun ownership in America is going way up, and we saw that in 2020. But we can talk about that later.
Let me just stop you there for just a minute because the thing that people are afraid to say on our side, because they're oh so careful and they want to be oh so fair. Well, I'm about to say something that is fair and I think true, and that is the targets for taking away people's God-given Second Amendment rights are law-abiding citizens. We've seen right. that the same people over and over again give criminals a pass. They let them out of jail. They yeah. let them into our southern border. They are pro-criminal and anti-law-abiding citizen. Now, we have a lot of good time to talk about why that is, but I just had to rush in there and say that because anybody who thinks otherwise, I just don't think they're paying attention. It isn't that it isn't working. It isn't that they're doing things that they're so incompetent. They're incompetent like a fox.
Right.
They use every crime in order to take away the right of self-defense of law-abiding citizens who didn't do that crime. But they use it as an excuse. Okay, sorry. I had to spout off a little. You keep going, Dan.
Well, you know okay. what? You made a great point. And the truth is a lot of people are afraid to say it because it comes off as sounding so crazy. You know, well, we think, of course, the Democrats want to save lives, right? Isn't that what they...
No, they don't.
Of course they want to stop crime and save the children. But the truth is the exact opposite. They use, well, for instance, gun-free zones. Let's talk about gun-free zones for a minute, which is what they always push. Now, the gun-free zone is a tool that they use to push for more gun restrictions. You see, the way the gun-free zone works, ever since Joe Biden introduced the gun-free school zone, the Gun-Free School Zones Act, rather, in 1990, school killings nearly doubled. Uh-huh. And you would think that by looking at that data, they would roll that back and say, well, wait a minute, maybe we should allow staff and any teachers who might be inclined to carry a gun and security, maybe we should let them have guns to protect our kids. I mean, that would be the logical thing. But when you create like a gun-free zone, for instance, you're welcoming killers because they know that those places are, everyone inside is unarmed. So, but what they'll do is they'll then, like Shannon Watts from Moms Demand Action just did this. And if you follow my Facebook, you'll see how I replied to it. But what she does is she lists a whole bunch of things talking about the casino shooting. And she says, all these things we have not passed in, like the background checks and the magazine capacity and the gun-free zones and all this stuff. Well, actually, not the gun-free zones, but a whole bunch of list of things that they want to pass. But what happened was the casino where the shooting was a gun-free zone. So everyone inside was unarmed and defenseless. So what happens is these killers go in, they utilize the gun-free zone to hurt people, and then the anti-gun crowd takes those numbers and uses them to boost their and justify more gun restrictions on the lawful citizens. So it's a terrible thing that they've gotten into, but what they do is it's all under the guise of public safety. So in other words, the gun-free zone gets people killed. It's a policy that Democrats are refuse to let up on. And that policy gets people killed. They take those numbers and they push for more gun restrictions, which only affect lawful gun owners.
Dan, you know, it sounds suspiciously like other things that are being done to the citizenry in the name of public safety. I'm thinking kind of wearing a dirty-ass mask on your face in a grocery store or anywhere else, breathing in your own carbon dioxide well over a year, allowing unvetted open borders to permeate our country with people who really are infected with a virus that is, you know, not deadly for most people, but the one that they're claiming is so deadly. And MS-13 gang members. It seems as if it's open season on law-abiding citizens. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, it is, and it's because we are their opposition. We conservatives, we Republicans, we gun owners, we real Americans, people who follow the Constitution, who believe and support the Constitution and Bill of Rights, we, real Americans, are their opposition because everything that the Democrats are doing goes against traditional America and goes against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. You can look at any of their policies. I mean, killing babies in the womb. I mean, how does that give the baby their God-given right to life?
Well, they don't believe in God, though. So
they don't. Well, that's a whole other thing, Karen. And we can go off on this for an hour. They've turned government into God, you know, and that's why they denounce it. They want everyone to denounce it. They laugh at God. They laugh at Jesus.
They don't want God to compete with them. They want to be God in their own universe and in yours. They're entitled. They're entitled not to believe in God, but they love it when more and more people don't, because that leaves a vacancy for them.
You see how quickly it goes to a different area. See the gun conversation, which I am in depth in the gun conversation as far as the statistics and the whole conversation and the argument. But it really the gun conversation is really at the tip of what's really happening, and this is a cultural thing. This is something that the Democrats are the gun thing is just a part of it, you know.
We're going to get into that because at the break, I want to get into that. But I just want to tell you, Dan, I have a friend. I've known her for, 25 years. She lives in Manhattan. She still lives in Manhattan, which is really quite amazing. And years ago, you know, she was a libertarian, very independent-minded soul. And she'd have these Second Amendment salons. And she would say, and she doesn't even have a gun. She doesn't own a gun. And, of course, gun laws are extremely restrictive in New York City. But on principle alone, she said that if she met somebody who did not believe in the Second Amendment, she would not have them as a friend. I used to think she was an extremist, but I don't anymore. anymore.
She saw what was coming.
She did. She did. Yep. You know what I want to do? We have less than a minute, and this is a great luxury to talk about this and to delve and drill down, as they say, further into it. We even were getting into it on the phone when we hadn't, you know, when I was inviting you on the show, and I said, you know, let's save this for the show, because this is the question
the good
I
want right?
to. Yeah, it's good. Save the good stuff for the air. This is the question I want to leave people with, and we're going to tackle it after the break. Why? Why does the left want so desperately to disarm their opposition or to disarm Americans? You think it's obvious, but a lot of people aren't willing to say it, and maybe it isn't as obvious as we think. Thank you for staying with us. Dan Wass is joining us, a true patriot and knowledgeable about the Second Amendment. We're going to take a break right now. This is Spouting Off. Lots more to come when we come back. Stay tuned.
Looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at KstarRadioNetwork.com.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Well, Welcome back. We're talking to Dan Wass, a nationally recognized Second Amendment advocate and spokesperson, author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, Behind the Lies of Anti-Gun Radical and Good Gun, Bad Guy 2, because it just keeps going on. They've never been any different. You have a show, too, right, Dan? Tell everybody where they can hear you on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes. My show is called The Loaded Mic, Loaded Mic, M-I-C, like microphone. And we're heavy into the Second Amendment conversation, but we also talk about the topics of the day. And it's really an entertaining show. We are on, you can find The Loaded Mic at loadedmic.com. And yes, you can also find us on Right America Media, and we're on the Simul TV network as well.
That's great. And people will probably note that Spouting Off is also on Right America Media. And we love working and being a part of the Right America Media team. I don't give them nearly enough plugs. So Right America Media, K-Star Radio Network, you know, we help each other because we know we're not alone. So before the break, Dan, and thank you for and the generosity of your time. This is the question I always like to ask, and some people mince words, and I know you won't. And that is, why has the left, and the more radical they are, the more adamant they are, why do they want to disarm law-abiding citizens? Why are they so hell-bent on taking away people's guns?
Well, because we're their political opposition. I mean, that's the short answer. We are their political opposition. They can't do anything with us in the way. And what they want to do is, it's obvious that they want socialism, which I believe ultimately they want communism, which is so foreign of a thought here in America. When I first heard the word socialism being used in regular conversation, I was like, what are you kidding me? This is America. But it's true. The left wants that. They want a top-down government-controlled society. It's clear. And even, regardless of the fact that we've seen that fail over and over and over again throughout the world, they still want it. So we, the people, have to fight back on that. Unfortunately, but that's how our country was founded in the first place, is we were willing to fight back. And we can't fight back if we don't have the tools. And, you know, when we became an independent country, when we became, you know, when we fought off the British, we did it with guns. And we had guns, and the guns were our leverage. That's why our founders wrote the Second Amendment into the Bill of Rights. It was clear to them, clear as day, that the Second Amendment is the most important piece to a free society where the people control the government. So,
So let me tell you how I'd answer that question, because I, you know, put you on the spot and asked you to answer that question. I think you're too nice, but that's just me. But only a little less too nice, okay? And as you were talking, I was thinking of the shortest sentence I could come up with to the answer to that question. And we're saying the same thing. I'm just saying it a little more pointedly. And that's this. You can't have socialism and communism without force. And you can't have force when law-abiding citizens are armed. Period. End of sentence.
Right.
That's the whole point. Every time a communist authoritarian government has tried to take power, which these people did by a soft, no, a hard coup, because they lied, cheated, and stole the 2020 election. Somebody convince me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me that ain't true. Tell me that it isn't true and show me where it isn't, because, you know, I know you can't prove a negative. Well, they can prove that it happened, and you don't even have to be an expert. All you got to do is see how much they were desperate to shut it down, to shut an investigation down. November 4th, they shut it down. And now they're saying, oh, that's passed. Your chance to investigate is passed. They never gave anybody a chance to investigate. I'm sorry, I'm a little raw over that one. And every time a communist society is imposed on good people, they take away the guns first. Always. Yeah. First they take away the guns, then they take away the police, and they replace them with brown shirts or Gestapo or somebody who will do their bidding. People, most people, do not realize how we are hanging by a thread in this country. It looks the same. It feels the same. It doesn't feel the same to me. Doesn't feel the same to most people who are watching. But we're hanging by a thread in this country. So that's, see, I told you it'd be a short answer, but it wasn't a short answer. I think we do agree. Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's true. You nailed it. I mean, it's absolutely right. And that Second Amendment is that one thing that keeps us free. And you know, even if Democrat voters could put their political bias aside for just a minute and really look at what we're trying to say, what we've been trying to say for decades, and that is protect the Second Amendment, because that government that you worship so much over there on the left, they will turn on you as quickly as possible.
Exactly. They don't know that. They never think that. You know why?
No.
Because they're narcissists.
Yeah, yeah. And they want that initial, immediate control.
Right.
You know, they get it in a lot of ways, but it just doesn't seem to satisfy them. I mean, they get it with their vaccine and with their masking, and they get it in a lot of different ways where they can gain control of society here and there in little bits and pieces. But it doesn't seem to quite satisfy them.
Well, there's an agenda. There is a globalist agenda to take down America for communism and tyranny and authoritarianism. And why? Because America's been the only thing that stands in the way of global one-world government communism socialism.
Yeah.
I say it all the time, and I say it because they don't want me to. Okay?
Right.
You know, and there really is a blueprint as to how to fight it in whatever way you feel motivated or called to fight. And that is, they're giving you a blueprint. If they don't want you to talk about the fact that vaccines, nobody knows what's in them, talk about it. If they don't want strong men, which I have said for years, for quite a few years now at least, that masculinity is under attack, then elevate the masculinity of men and realize that men are a lot like guns in the sense that good people want to protect and defend decency and their families from communism, authoritarianism, and crime. So, let me do this. You said at the break, and I just love this, you said you could give us and enlighten us to how red flag laws and universal background checks go together, and it is sinister. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it really is. One of the things that you'll hear from the anti-gun crowd a lot is they want universal background checks, and they paint universal background checks as a wonderful thing that's going to save lives and it's going to stop the bad guys from getting guns. The universal background, they'll say things like, well, don't you want universal background checks? Don't you want this? Don't you want to save the children? And the truth about universal background checks is they're a heinous proposition. The universal background checks ultimately would create a gun registry. In other words, every single gun transaction would have to go through a licensed dealer. And that gun, the serial number, the name of the owner, the address of the owner, would all go into a database. So they want a gun registry desperately. And I'll get to why. But let's talk about the universal background check, how it fails, first of all. So not only does the universal background check, would it create a registry, it's also a failed system. And when I say failed, I'm not just saying failed a little bit. I'm saying failed a lot. It is a horrible, horrendous system that just doesn't work to do what they say they want it to do. So here's an example. 2017, there were 8.6 million NICS background checks for firearms. So I'll try to keep the numbers simple. I know listening to numbers over the radio is kind of tough, but let's just try to take basic numbers here. 8.6 million transactions. there were 112, just over 112,000 denials. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, 99%+ of those denials are false positives. That's what we call false positives are where the person was falsely denied, you know, they fail their background check for you know, a false reason, for, you know, whether it's a similar name or a similar social security number or whatever. The system failed them and they got denied for no good reason. 112,000 denials. Now, out of those 112,000 denials, the ATF only did 12,000 investigations. Okay, so we got 112,000 denials, only 12,000 investigations, which tells us that quickly they realized that they were false positives. Now, out of those 12, and I'll ask you a question, Karen, out of those 12,000, out of those 112,000 denials, how many do you think were investigated and prosecuted out of 112,000 denial background checks? Take a guess.
Oh, I don't know. Tell us.
12.
Not too many.
12. Yeah. And here's, so here's what happens. You have 112,000 background check denials and you only have 12 people that it stopped that should not have been getting a gun. So in other words, the point I'm trying to make here is that it fails good people and it does nothing to stop the bad guys, because over here on the other end, the bad guys are avoiding the background check system altogether. Okay.
Yeah, but Dan, we recognized in the first segment that that's precisely what they want.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Let me use as an example that we just got the jobs numbers out today and they were horribly, horribly disappointing. And everybody said, I'm sure that Biden is very disappointed and everybody's disappointed in the job numbers. Guess what? That's just what they want. They want people to be dependent on government. They don't want them to work for a living. They're doing everything they want to do. And then other people, conservatives, good conservatives, attribute good intentions to people that have none. Go ahead.
Never thought that this stuff, you know, would be true, that government could be so sinister. I like the word sinister that you used. It's perfect.
Really?
I would have never thought so, huh?
Well, until
you get into the conversation deep enough, when you do the research like you and I do, you start to really see it. And it's not conspiracy. They love to say it's conspiracy so they can disregard it, but it's not.
Of course.
This is really happening.
And here's the scary part. I mean, or here's what you bring up is perfect for the answer to part of the question. I'm always lamenting about the number of people who refuse to use strong, powerful language to say what is true. And that is, they want low jaw numbers. They want innocent people to get hurt. They want riots and to destroy cities. On and on it goes. And what the reason is, because good people like you don't want to believe such terrible things about their fellow citizens.
Yeah. Well, you know, you use the word dependent, and that's why our welfare system is so robust. We have people 3-4 generations deep in the welfare system.
And this is the left, and this is big cities. Forgive me for interrupting. We got to take another break. We have a little bit of a short segment coming up, but because, boy, I'll tell you, time goes fast when you're having fun, and I'm having fun talking to Dan Waz. We will take a short break. When we get back, we'll have our final segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. you can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/AskAuntEmma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
Time goes so quickly when you're talking about something that is so profound and essential to individual liberty, such as the Second Amendment. We're talking to Dan Wass, a gun advocate and author. How can people find your books out there, Dan?
Oh, well, thanks, Karen. GoodGunBadGuy.net or GoodGunBadGuy.com. You can get the entire book series, or you can go to Amazon and search Good Gun, Bad Guy. All three of the books. It's a three-book series now, and I've been working on the fourth edition.
Great. I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve, because we always talk online. Okay, so off the air, and say, okay, where are we going to go? Because there's so many fun things to talk about. I wrote a piece quite a while ago that said the reason why good guy with a gun doesn't move the left. You know why?
Why?
Because they think everybody is the same. They don't make distinctions between good guys and bad guys. To them, they have progressed to such a level of collectivism that they don't acknowledge individual behavior and individual choice. So,
But I would go one step further and say that that's true, I believe that, and not only that, but they paint criminals as victims of society.
Oh, I've said that. Criminals are victims and law-abiding citizens are criminals. But that's all to this false narrative that I talk about frequently, which is they're creating a completely false narrative, which includes there are a Heinz 57 number of genders, and, I love these things. I love them because they are sinister and they're pathetic and they're all designed to weaken us. So let's see. Gender is fluid, and you can abuse a little kid by telling them that they are not a girl if they were born a boy and they're not a boy if they were born a girl, but gayness or homosexuality is not fluid. Gayness and homosexuality is absolutely at birth. See how that works?
Yeah.
And you know how you can get away with that? Because they don't care how hypocritical it is. They don't care how ridiculous it is. What is also ridiculous are these red flag laws, which allow people who have it in for other people. And gee, that isn't happening in a highly politicized environment today. If you have it in for someone, you have a much easier way to finger that person and have the brown shirts that they're working on employing to come to your home and confiscate your right to self-defense. See how that works? Every single one of these things are connected, and yet a lot of talk show hosts talk about one to the exclusion of the other. And I'm glad we're talking about it all because it fits an agenda that is so much bigger than one thing. But talk about how the red flag laws and the universal background checks are connected.
Yeah. Well, and that was, you put it great. I don't think even the support, the anti-gun supporters, the people who support these gun restrictions, I don't even think they see this stuff. I think they may look at this as compartmentalized. You know, one thing is, you know, each thing. So let me just refresh a little bit on the universal background checks. What they do is they create a registry, primarily is what the Democrats want. Create a gun registry so they know who has the guns, where they're located, and what the serial number is, and make and model and all that stuff. Because then they use what we call a red flag law. It's actually called an extreme risk protection order. Now, what that is basically, and I'll go back into the history of it after I give you the basics, but the extreme risk protection order or red flag law is basically a legal vehicle that lets people turn in other people and have their guns confiscated based on most often just an anonymous accusation.
Exceptionally low bar. They passed
it
with no problem in Colorado. That's one of the many reasons. We live in Texas now.
Right.
Not because of guns, but because of liberty. Go ahead.
So anybody can say, oh, well, Karen is a danger to society. You better go take her guns. And the judge can sign off and say, okay, go take the guns, and then we'll figure it out. Then we'll find out what happened. And then Karen will have to go to court and defend herself and fight for her rights back from an accusation, anonymous accusation that meant nothing. You know, Gary Willis in Maryland was a guy who got killed because of this. A family member turned him in, and cops came to his door 5 a.m. He showed up at the door with a gun. When somebody's banging on your door, I'd do the same thing. There was some sort of scuffle there, and he ends up getting killed. And another family member said that Gary would never have hurt anybody. There was no reason. So these red flag laws can be initiated by just somebody not getting along with each other, or you know, somebody being mad at a spouse.
Didn't we used to hear that a person has a right to face their accuser? Isn't this a complete shredding of the Constitution and of our rights?
Yeah, and it's exactly what the left wants, because with those red flag laws. Now, remember, we talked about universal background checks creating a gun registry. Well, in order to confiscate guns, you need to know where they are, right? Which is why the universal background checks and the red flag laws go hand in hand.
Of course. And the other thing that's sinister, which is all a part of it, is that no longer are individual states able to make their own laws anymore, because the left comes in, infiltrates the legislature in states all over the country, and they run the same bills. So they've bypassed Congress. It doesn't matter if you had a Republican Senate or a Republican House, which God willing we will, but when they infiltrate a legislature, they can impose these red flag laws on a state-by-state basis, and that's just what they've done. If people think their state legislators are representing them in their little districts, no. They're taking money from Michael Bloomberg nationally to pass the same agenda. The red flag laws, all of them got passed in Colorado in a heartbeat. The national popular vote, whatever was on the leftist wish list got passed the minute they created all mail-in ballots and they created a monopoly of power in Colorado. So that's how that works. You know, forget it. Bloomberg doesn't have to live in Colorado or in Ohio or anywhere else to give his millions of dollars. He has many more millions than even George Soros to spread it around so that he can affect gun confiscation through the back door. I said gun confiscation, and I'm verbose, so I only have a minute or two. Wrap it up for us and tell us, you know, is there any good news here at all, or are we stuck with
it? There is some good news.
Give us some good news.
I'm glad you asked. We have now 20 constitutional carry states, which means you do not need a government-issued permission slip to carry a gun. And it looks like we will have 21 with Texas as the constitutional carry. What's that?
Or as they say, oh, baby, yes, sir.
Well, it just passed the Senate. It looks like it just passed the Senate. So it looks like you guys are in pretty good shape. So it looks like we'll have 21 constitutional carry states, and that's some good news. That means that not everybody's on board with this leftist, radical leftist, anti-American socialist ideology.
And wouldn't
as a matter
you
of fact,
say,
most Americans reject it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that these open carry, constitutional carry, is a direct
response.
Well, answer to all the gun confiscation that the left is doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't think these states would take those measures if the Second Amendment weren't under such great attack, would they?
You might be right. And so that another way the left is you know defeating their own mission. Let's just hope that we conservatives stay strong and fight back all this stuff and bring America.
I gotta wrap up the show. Boy, that was quick. And we will have you on again. If you would grace us with your presence, I would love to, and I'll let you talk more next time.
Karen, I appreciate the invite. Thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate you. You're doing a fantastic job, and I'll be happy to come on your show anytime you want.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, and the feeling is mutual. And it's great to be on Right America Media with Dan Wass, and thank you for joining us, Dan. Get his book, Good Gun, Bad Guy. And Good Gun, Bad Guy 2 and 3. That about does it for this edition of Spouting Off. We've had a week of Spouting Off here, and we're going to do it again next week. So thank you to Doug, to everybody at BBS Radio. Thanks to our guest, Dan Wass. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. Tune in next week when there will be more to spout off about here on Spouting Off.